11:30, jy kuier saam met my Michelle. Keisie het ook buite hier by Touwsrivier, maar nou eers is ek baie bevoorreg want ek verwelkom vir Captain Nompumelelo Mavata, SAPS Touws River Police Station. How are you doing, Captain?
Good day. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. I feel protected. I feel safe with you here next
definitely,
to me.
Definitely. You're safe with me.
I love someone in a uniform. So you look very stylish.
Oh, thank you very,
very
much.
Pretty.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
The Eastern Travel and Crime Prevention Readiness. Now, Touws River sits along one of the busiest Eastern Travel corridors. What specific crime prevention and policing measures will the SAPS implement to support safer long-distance travel during this peak period?
Thank you very much to the listeners of KC Radio Station. This is Captain Mavata, as she already said, from Touws River Police Station. I would like to say that for this Easter weekend, we are ready.
Yes.
We are more than ready. We are going to, anyway, this is our everyday life.
Yeah.
Because we implement increased police visibility. We make sure that anyone is forming part of our police precinct.
Yeah.
We make sure that everyone that is riding using the transport on N1 is safe. Increased police visibility, your roadblocks, the checkpoints where we do VCPs, checking that all the commuters are safe and the people that are riding are not drunk.
Yes.
Then if they are drunk, we are going to take action. We'll make sure that we take them under arrest, those, yeah, so that they can learn a lesson for the commuters that the safety, it starts with you as an individual.
Absolutely.
Then you'll make sure that the other people are safe. Thank you, ma'am.
Now, domestic and holiday safety for local residents. The campaign includes messaging on home, fire and electrical safety. Now, from the SAPS perspective, what are the most common domestic-related incidents reported over the Easter, especially in Touws River also, and how can residents better protect their homes while traveling?
Domestic-related crimes when it comes to Easter weekends mostly is burglaries, where the people are away from home, they are somewhere for Easter weekend, churches, and all the stuff. What is important from our side, we will make sure that the commuters are safe. We will be patrolling all the streets of Touws River, and the commuters also must work with us,
yes,
making sure that they lock their doors, mm-hmm, before they leave. They close their windows, and on top of that, make sure that all the electric appliances to,
yes,
avoid fires are off. Or else you can check for neighboring people to put an eye on your houses.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that everyone is safe. And not to leave kids alone in the homes for parties or for churches. Take the children with. Don't leave them alone, vulnerable. That is our part as subs from Touws River.
That's very important because children, they like to explore and stuff in the house. They,
yes,
don't know the danger.
Yes.
As we as an adult. Community responsibility and public cooperation. How important is public cooperation with SAPS during the Easter weekend, and what behaviors or actions from the residents make the biggest difference in preventing crime and ensuring safety?
On our side, together with the community, recently we had an awareness. We call it an info session, where people were informed. We're closing the Human Rights Month. We were informed of their rights, what to do and what not to do. So they all know what are their rights.
Yes.
And on top of that, it is important that we work together with the communities, of which this is what is happening in Tosa River. We work as partners where we involve the social workers, the justice, Department of Justice. We involve the standby duties of the FCS for family and children. What?
Everybody takes
Everybody is taking responsibility.
Now, support for vulnerable groups during Easter. Easter brings increased movement of families, children, and vulnerable groups. What steps is SAPS taking to safeguard children, elderly residents, and at-risk individuals during holiday activities and public gatherings?
In Tosa River, we are having what you call support groups. And on the 26th of March, they were introduced to the community where to go if you are having a problem during this Easter weekend and during any vulnerable time where you need assistance. The ambassadors of gender-based violence are available. We have safety houses for children that are found and they don't know where they don't know the parents are or left abundantly with their parents. So we are having people on standby from the social workers as well where we will make sure that the children are safe.
Now, our last question. Coordination with district safety teams and emergency services. How will the SAPS in Tosa River coordinate with municipal safety teams, traffic authorities, and emergency services to ensure timely responses and accurate information during the Easter weekend?
I would say we are having groups where we call it integrated operations. Everyone in that group is there. Traffic officers, your immigration department, your social development, your neighborhood watches, everything.
Everybody,
your emergencies, EMS.
Yes.
We have the numbers of them so that when you have or you need them to be there at that time specifically, then that's how we work and make sure that everyone arrives at the specific time for time reaction.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Mavota. It was an honor to have you here with me today.
Pleasure, ma'am.
And you and your family must have a blessed Easter weekend. And
thank
you must also stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was awesome.